Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating topics in your OCR specification, cell specialization. This is topic 1.2, and it comes up every single year in some form. So whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode is going to give you everything you need to nail those marks. Grab your revision notes, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get started. So what is cell specialization, and why does it matter? Think about your own body for a moment. You have skin cells, muscle cells, nerve cells, blood cells. They all look completely different and do completely different jobs. But here's the amazing thing. They all started from the same type of cell. Every single cell in your body and in every living organism originally came from one unspecialized cell. The process by which cells become specialized for a particular function is called differentiation, and that is the heart of this topic. Now, let's get into the core concepts. I want you to really understand these, not just memorize them, because OCR loves to ask you to apply your knowledge to unfamiliar contexts. Let's start with the concept of differentiation itself. During the early development of an organism, cells divide by mitosis. At first, these cells are unspecialized. We call them stem cells. They have the potential to become any type of cell. As development continues, specific genes within each cell are switched on or off. This causes the cell to develop particular structures and produce particular proteins, making it suited to one specific job. Once differentiated, most animal cells cannot change back or become a different type of cell. This is a really important point for higher tier candidates. Plant cells are different. They retain the ability to differentiate throughout their lives. This happens at regions called meristems, found at the tips of roots and shoots. This is why you can take a cutting from a plant and grow a whole new plant from it. Animal cells lose this flexibility early in development, which is why growing new organs in humans is so much more challenging. Now let's look at the specific specialized cells you need to know for your exam. I'm going to go through each one using what I call the structure function rule. Every adaptation has a reason. Structure leads to function. If you remember nothing else from this podcast, remember that phrase. First up, the sperm cell. The sperm cell's job is to travel to and fertilize an egg. So what does it need? It needs to move, fast and far. It needs to carry genetic information, and it needs to be able to penetrate the egg. Let's look at how its structure delivers all of this. The sperm has a streamlined head. This reduces water resistance, allowing it to swim more efficiently. At the very tip of the head is the acrosome. This is a structure that contains digestive enzymes. When the sperm reaches the egg, the acrosome releases these enzymes, which digest through the egg's outer layer so the sperm can penetrate and fertilize it. Award yourself one mark if you can name the acrosome and explain what it does. Behind the head is the midpiece. This is packed with mitochondria. Mitochondria are the sites of aerobic respiration. They release energy in the form of ATP. The sperm needs enormous amounts of energy to swim the long distance to the egg. Notice I said release energy, not make energy or produce energy. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make. Mitochondria release energy through respiration. They do not make it from nothing. Finally, the sperm has a long tail called a flagellum. The flagellum rotates and propels the sperm cell forward. Be specific here. Say, the flagellum rotates to propel the sperm rather than vague phrases like, it helps it move. Next, let's talk about the root hair cell. This is a plant cell found on the surface of plant roots. Its job is to absorb water and mineral ions from the soil. How does it do this? The root hair cell has a long, thin extension, the root hair itself. This massively increases the surface area of the cell. A larger surface area means more water can be absorbed at the same time, increasing the rate of absorption. Water moves into the root hair cell by osmosis, moving from an area of high water potential in the soil to an area of lower water potential inside the cell. Mineral ions are absorbed by active transport. This requires energy, which is why root hair cells also have many mitochondria. Here's a crucial point that candidates often miss. Root hair cells do not contain chloroplasts. Why? Because they are underground. There is no light reaching them, so photosynthesis is impossible. Chloroplasts would be useless and would waste the cell's resources. This is a one-mark point that is frequently missed. Also remember, the structure controlling what enters and leaves the root hair cell is the cell membrane, not the cell wall. The cell wall is permeable and provides structural support. It is the cell membrane that is selectively permeable and controls the passage of substances. Now let's move to the neuron, or nerve cell. Neurons transmit electrical impulses around the body. Their key adaptation is their length. A single neuron can be over a meter long, running from your spinal cord all the way down to your foot. This long axon means the electrical impulse can travel over long distances without needing to be passed between multiple cells, which would slow it down. Many neurons are wrapped in a myelin sheath, a fatty insulating layer. This speeds up the transmission of electrical impulses by making them jump between gaps in the sheath rather than traveling continuously along the whole length. This is higher tier content, so if you're sitting higher, make sure you can explain this. At the end of the axon are synaptic knobs, which release chemical messengers called neurotransmitters to pass signals to the next cell. Next, the red blood cell. Red blood cells transport oxygen around the body. They have a biconcave disc shape, like a donut that hasn't been fully punched through. This shape increases the surface area to volume ratio, allowing more oxygen to diffuse in and out quickly. Red blood cells have no nucleus. This is a deliberate adaptation. Removing the nucleus creates more space inside the cell for hemoglobin, the protein that carries oxygen. More hemoglobin means more oxygen can be carried per cell. Finally, let's look at xylem vessels. These are plant cells that transport water and dissolved minerals from the roots up to the leaves. Xylem vessels are dead cells. They have no living contents. Their end walls have broken down, creating a continuous hollow tube. This hollow lumen allows water to flow through unimpeded. The walls of xylem vessels are strengthened with a substance called lignin. Lignin makes the walls rigid and waterproof, preventing water from leaking out sideways. It also provides structural support to the plant, helping it stand upright. This is a two-function adaptation, transport and support, and examiners will credit both. Now let's talk about exam technique and common mistakes. This is where marks are won and lost. Mistake number one, saying mitochondria make or produce energy. They do not. They release energy through aerobic respiration. Always say release energy. Mistake number two, confusing cilia with microvilli. Cilia are hair-like structures that beat to move substances, like the cilia in your airways that move mucus. Microvilli are tiny finger-like projections that increase surface area for absorption, like in the small intestine. These are completely different structures with completely different functions. Mistake number three, forgetting that root hair cells have no chloroplasts. It's easy to remember that plant cells have chloroplasts, but root hair cells are the exception because they are underground. Mistake number four, saying the cell wall controls what enters the root hair cell. It's the cell membrane, always the membrane. Mistake number five, giving vague answers. It helps the cell work better, earns zero marks. The long axon allows electrical impulses to travel over long distances without being transferred between multiple cells, earns a mark. Be specific. Use the structure function rule. Now, let's talk about command words. OCR uses specific command words that tell you exactly what kind of answer is expected. State or give, just write a short factual answer. One or two words, or a brief phrase. No explanation needed. Describe, say what something looks like or what happens. Use correct scientific terminology. Don't explain why, just describe. Explain. This is where you earn the most marks. You must say how or why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, the root hair cell has a large surface area because of its long hair-like extension, which increases the rate of water absorption by osmosis. Compare. You must identify both similarities and differences. Use comparative language. Whereas, in contrast, both, however. A common mistake is only describing one thing instead of comparing two. Calculate. Always show you're working. Write the formula first, substitute the values, then calculate. Include units in your final answer. Now, a quick note on magnification calculations. These often appear alongside cell specialization questions. The formula is magnification equals image size divided by actual size. Be very careful with units. The exam often gives you measurements in millimeters and expects your answer in micrometers. 1 millimeter equals 1,000 micrometers. Always convert before calculating and always state your units. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Cover your notes and try to answer before I do. Question one, What is the name of the structure at the tip of a sperm cell that contains digestive enzymes? The answer is the acrosome. Question 2. Why do root hair cells not contain chloroplasts? Because they are underground and cannot receive light for photosynthesis. Question 3. What substance strengthens the walls of xylem vessels? Lignin. Question 4. What is the correct term for the process by which unspecialized cells become specialized? Differentiation. Question 5. Name 2 adaptations of a red blood cell and explain how each helps it carry oxygen. Biconcave shape increases surface area to volume ratio for faster oxygen diffusion. No nucleus creates more space for hemoglobin, allowing more oxygen to be carried. Question 6. Why do sperm cells and root hair cells both have many mitochondria? Both require large amounts of energy. Sperm cells for swimming, root hair cells for active transport of mineral ions. Mitochondria release this energy through aerobic respiration. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review that section of your notes. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points to take away from today's episode. Number 1. Differentiation is the process by which unspecialized cells become specialized by switching specific genes on or off. Number 2, animal cells lose the ability to differentiate early in development. Plant cells retain it throughout their lives at meristems. Number 3, every structural adaptation has a functional reason. Always use the structure function rule in your answers. Number 4, mitochondria release energy through respiration. They do not make or produce it. Number 5, root hair cells have no chloroplasts because they are underground. The cell membrane, not the cell wall, controls what enters the cell. Number 6. Xylem vessels are dead, hollow tubes strengthened by lignin for both water transport and structural support. Number 7. In magnification calculations, always check your units and convert millimeters to micrometers where necessary. That's it for today's episode. You've covered the full OCR specification content for cell specialization, topic 1.2. If you found this helpful, go and test yourself with some past paper questions. Retrieval practice is the most powerful revision technique there is. Good luck with your exams. You've got this. See you next time.